Ahmedabad, New Delhi. The Indian government has launched a formal investigation into the devastating crash of Air India Flight 171, which claimed the lives of 241 people, including 12 crew members, in Ahmedabad. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, a division under the Ministry of Civil Aviation, is leading the probe, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu confirmed. In a parallel move, the U.S.-based National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, has confirmed that it is dispatching a team of investigators to India to assist with the crash investigation. As the aircraft involved was a U.S.-manufactured Boeing 787-8, international collaboration is in line with ICAO's Annex 13, which mandates cooperative efforts in accident investigations. However, it clarified that all official information will be released solely by the Indian government. Flight AI-171 was operating from Ahmedabad to London Gatwick when it crashed shortly after takeoff at 1339 IST on June 12. The 12-year-old Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner carried 230 passengers and 12 crew members. Tragically, only one person, a British national of Indian origin, survived and is currently receiving medical treatment. Ramesh Viswashkumar, who police said was in seat 11A near the emergency exit and managed to squeeze through the broken hatch, was filmed after Thursday's crash limping on the street in a blood-stained T-shirt with bruises on his face. According to Air India, the flight carried 169 Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese citizens, and 1 Canadian. A dedicated passenger support helpline has been established. India, 1-800-569-1444. International, +918-0627-7920. The aircraft crashed into a resident doctor's hostel near Sardar Vallabhai Patel International Airport, leaving a trail of devastation. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, reported that shortly after departing from runway 23, the aircraft issued a mayday call, but communication was lost soon afterward. Piloted by Captain Sumit Sabarwal, a line training captain with over 8,200 flight hours and assisted by First Officer Clive Kundar, 1,100 flight hours, the aircraft reportedly experienced a critical failure during ascent. In response to the tragedy, Tata Sons Chairman N. Chandrasekaran announced an ex gratia compensation of 1 crore rupees to the families of each deceased passenger and crew member. "We will also cover medical costs for the injured and provide support to rebuild the BJ Medical College hostel impacted by the crash," he said. The Gujarat government has deployed 7 National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, teams comprising 90 personnel from Gandhinagar to the site for search, rescue, and recovery operations. Emergency services continue to clear debris and recover remains, as authorities urge the public to stay clear of the area. As the nation mourns this unprecedented loss of life in one of India's worst civil aviation disasters, the focus now turns to accountability, transparency, and implementing rigorous safety protocols.